Hi, this is Brothers Groove.
You're listening to
The Riven and the Blues on
Talk Radio Europe,
Radio Napa,
and Kansas City Online Radio.
There's a number you first heard on The Raven and the Blues in the summer of last year when the band were on the boat and played it live, and they heard it off the album Played the Game, Brothers Groove, who opened the programme, and a track called Duty Calls. They just missed a cut last week. I know some other blues DJs sort of prepare the whole programme that they do, and every track is kind of selected. I can tend to, when I'm planning it, just put a pile of records together and don't time it necessarily. And so every week there are a few tracks that miss. You know, they're in the list, but they I run out of time, basically. And last week, Brothers Groove, I ran out of time. And they commented on the show last week and said, they weren't to know this, of course. And they said, where's Brothers Groove? And I sort of said, you won't believe it, but you just missed the cut. So anyway, they opened up this week. Welcome to the programme, however you're listening across the world. We all shared the same length of day a couple of days ago, the spring equinox, which meant that everywhere we had 12 hours, wherever you live. And also a week, really, where there's been a lot of sadness. Friends of the programme and people who I know, people like Walter Walter Trout and Candy Kane both have suffered relapses. Walter's is pretty serious. And if he doesn't get a kidney, is it a kidney or it's a liver? It's a liver, isn't it, in 90 days. But also other friends, close friends, work buddies. There's a lot of sadness around at present, but I hope that life is good for you. And if life is half reasonable for you, appreciate every day that you have. In the show this week, a whole range of things. Actually, unusually, something else. Mark Harrison has been getting lots of plays on the other blues shows in the UK, and I thought, Mark, you were a friend of mine. You know, why didn't you send me a copy of your album? And I went to send him a message and suddenly found his last message to me had a link to the album. So belatedly, here it is, Mark Harrison with Floating Around. The album's brand new, it's called The World Outside. Mark sent it to me about 4 weeks ago and I Forgot it. Missed it in my inbox. The lovely Josiane Clark on vocals there as well. Mark Harrison, and that's a track called Floating Around. Great stuff indeed. You'll find the links to Mark on the Raven and the Blues page. And they were guests on the show on an Upper Deck session, I guess about a year ago now. It seems that time flies onwards. Now, that sounds very country-ish, even though Mark is London-based and nothing to do with America in that respect. And this next track also sounds very American, very country, but in fact comes from France. Nico Backton and the Wizards of Blues as the band. The album is brand new, Down the Line, and here they are with Train, Train, Train.
Very country,
distinctly French, Nico Bacton and the Wizards of the Blues. I was looking at his website, which it tried to translate the page into English, and it gave the impression that he's from Belgium, therefore he's not French at all. But I don't think I'm sure he is French. Nico Bacton. The brand new album is called Down the Line, and they heard Train, Train, Train. Last year we had live guests almost every week, something like sort of nearly 50 sessions altogether in the course of the year, which in some respects was a little bit too many. And I know there was a little bit of feedback. Well, there was more than a little bit of feedback from regular listeners saying, you know, we love the sessions, but not quite so many. So this year I've held back. We get to the stage now, we're almost at the end of March, and it's time for our very first session. And who better to welcome, therefore, somebody who I had never heard of until about 10 days ago, and there's a good chance you haven't heard of either. So welcome, our first session 2014, to Devonport.
There's no happy ever after when you're facing 5 to 10. They find an armchair full of cocaine. You're in a dive with your best friend. You're gonna have to learn to live with a silly judgment call. You put your trust into a nerve. Now she's kissing by the pool. It's been a long, long time coming. Mrs. Kissing Town says that you hold down. I guess it's when you pay with fire. Fire's gonna burn you when she can. And the press gonna have a field day. A wife takes her revenge. And a two-faced snake goes back to giving friends. Everybody on the back of the bus, they say, Billy Billy can't take his cocaine to town. Cause the judge is gonna send old Billy down. And Billy Billy had nobody gonna care. For true lovers are the ones that put you down there. Now the rumor going round that the curtain's coming down. There's no deal that can be done for this dealer and he's gone. It's just a private hell. You're gonna sell that man for one. And a two-faced snake wriggles out into the sun. Everybody on the back of the bus, they say, Billy Billy can't take his cocaine to town. Cause the judge is gonna send old Billy down. Billy Billy had nobody gonna care. For true lovers are the ones that put you down there. Billy Billy, Billy Billy, Billy Billy, Billy Billy, Billy Billy, can you tell me what you're gonna do? You got the judge and the jury and your wife all after you. Billy Billy, can you tell me what you're gonna say? They give you 5 to 10 and they blow the key. Blow the key away.
It's the Raven of the Blues. Talk Radio Europe on the coast of Spain, Radio Napa in Cyprus, Radio Leeds, would you believe in Leeds? And Kansas City Online Radio. Normally when we have a live session, this is the first of 2014, I'm pretty well prepped up. I know what's coming. I've done all the research on the artists. Often I know them. Today's a bit unusual because I only heard of our live session artist about 3 weeks ago. I only featured him for the first time on the show about 2 weeks ago with that track, Billy Billy. And it's great to welcome Devonport to the Raven and the Blues. Tony Devonport, well, Devonport is your the name you work under, sure. But you seem to have just kind of appeared, and I know that can't be the case.
No, not really. I guess it's been a kind of a 20-year layoff for me, really. For, you know, personal kind of stuff and that kind of thing, really. And I think kind of when I stopped, I suppose it was in 90, to me there wasn't a lot of kind of blues-based stuff that was really getting what I kind of thought it should do. Do you know what I mean? It's, I think only recently, like guys like John Mayer and Johnny Lang and you know, people like that have made it kind of relevant, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I mean, when I was a kid, Clapton was like wallpaper. You know, yeah. He was kind of around me, and but the guys that I came to blues in a very kind of roundabout type of way, I suppose, was Phil Lynott. I mean, he's the reason, yes, I'm sitting here.
Okay.
It's as simple as that, because it was I fell in love with Thin Lizzy, and him especially, because he was just very masterful in what he did. And you walked away from a gig and you was buzzing, and he was the real deal. I'd seen lots of guys in the 101 Club and, you know, places like the Greyhound in Fulham Palace Road and stuff like that, you know, and learnt me bits and bobs, places like that. But him and guys also like Nils Lofgren,
yes,
you know, kind of...
But Nils is so different to Phil, isn't
it? He is, yes. Yeah. But, I mean, I think the thing is with me is that it's all come from a blues based, yeah, place. So the first thing I can kind of consciously remember hearing, as opposed to being like Johnny Rotten or someone, was O.C. Smith. Mm. You know, so my dad had an album called the Dynamic O.C. Smith, which I think it was a live recording, and a very kind of jazz, very light jazz type setup. And he just blew me away with his singing. All right, actually, I didn't know because I was so young. You know, I didn't know what it was about it, you know. But when I was kind of growing up, I was just drawn to people like that, and say guys like that. And then I suppose from Phil Lynott, I suppose in the 80s especially, was Robert Craig. I really got into him heavily because, like I say, we wasn't fed anything, you know what I mean? We was kept in a, you know, unless you was like a real kind of into it or a certain age,
yeah,
you wasn't able to kind of get that. I mean, I was listening to like Stack stuff because Steve Cropper was playing guitar, and for me, one of the best, because he's very, very, very minimalistic in what he does. And just an incredible, like, cutting sound, you know, like Green Onions is probably one of the best solos, if not a solo, that I've ever heard. You know what I mean? It was just...
It also stands the test of time
Yeah, yes. It was just, like, mind-blowing. So I picked up on guys like that, I suppose that really kind of tipped it round. You know, I knew about B.B. King.
But you see, the one thing which stands out for me when I first heard of you and had an MP3 sent, and my first reaction was, I know it's been the same with all the other DJs and the British Blues Association, is, wow, where's he come from? What a voice. And your voice, unlike some voices which have been to college and been trained and things, I have a feeling you haven't been to college for your voice, have you?
No, I lose it quite a lot. Which ain't a good thing, really. You know what I mean? When you've got lots of gigs, which is one of the reasons why... You know, it's definitely not trained. And I was sent one period of time, but that lasted all of the session, and then it's now, see, not for me, you know.
So, but the voice I'm hearing now, is that the voice you've had, you've known from day one, basically?
I think so. I mean, I kind of think I got to a point where it was kind of where to stop, you know, because I felt that kind of, especially like singing blues type stuff, that was where, you know, I was in blues bands and, you know, several blues bands. So it was very natural for me to do. But then you got kind of listening, you could hear like Michael McDonald, and he's a great, you know, he's an incredible, voice, you know, very natural voice. But I didn't go to that place, you know. I stayed, you know, I say old school.
Is that because you're worried you're like a sponge and you'll end up, if you listen to too much Michael McDonald, you'll end up sounding like a sort of a Doobie,
yeah, I think
Doobie Light, you mean?
Well, yeah, but there, I mean, I did get off on the Doobie Brothers. Definitely, like, you know, the Long Train Running and the listen to the music and those kind of obvious things. And like I say, I wasn't buying huge amounts of records, to be perfectly honest. I can't remember what the first thing that I ever bought, but it was probably a Thin Lizzy album, I would have thought. so, yeah, I kind of... I think if people kind of push stuff on me, I tend to run away, you know, and it could be anything. So I kind of like to find my own kind of music, you know. And I think when someone is either the hype or something pushed into you, to me anyway, I'll back off. So, yeah, I'm careful in what I listen to. But it always kind of goes back to listening to, you know, Robert Craig and Clapton and guys like that, really.
it's opposite today, and it's St. Patrick's Day as well, so
right.
Phil Lynott is an opposite one.
Phil Lynott, yeah. Well, they put a statue up for Phil, so do you know what I mean? God bless him.
You've given a little bit of the back history there. We'll come to more and also what's been happening in the intervening 20 years. After your next number, what are you going to do for us next?
The next thing is we're going to kind of issue... This track's actually about 30 years old. I took it into a company once and they kind of looked at me as if I was like off of another planet. It's called Gonna Find Me a Train.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. La, 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 la. Oh, no, 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 no. A winter's day 10 long years ago, blood ran through the snow. And I left home, blame for my brother's wrong. Yes, I was blamed for his misery. They hung his crime on me, but now I'm free. And I want his eyes to see. Gonna find me a train, then I'm gonna ride it home again. Gonna ride that train till the sun goes down. Gonna find me a train, then I'm gonna ride it home again. Gonna ride that train till my work here is done. Though I try, I just can't believe he cried over my demise. But I'll put his world to right when I reach his home tonight. When I get done, I'm gonna swing for my father's son. Cause no matter how I try, I ain't gonna let this slide. So I guess we both will fry. I'm gonna find me a train, then I'm gonna ride it home again. Gonna ride that train till the sun goes down. Gonna find me a train, then I'm gonna ride it home again. Gonna ride that train until my work here is done. Until my work here is done. Until my work here is done. Then I'm gonna ride it home again. Gonna find me a train. Then I'm gonna ride it home again. Yeah, I'm gonna ride. that song goes on.
Just a voice and a guitar. No overdubs, a little bit of reverb and that's it. What a voice, eh? Devonport on the Raven and the Blues, first session of 2014. And you can hear the full session at ravenblues.co.uk. Scroll down, you can then click on the link underneath and hear the other two tracks and a lot more conversation. There's also a couple of videos on YouTube as well, so you can see what he looks like. That's also been released, as he said, as a single. You can get it on iTunes. It's on eMusic as well, so it's available all over the place. If you like the sound of that, it is worth getting hold of. Devonport. I think we're going to hear a lot more of him in the year 2014. Talking about somebody we're going to hear a lot of in 2014, here's somebody I first played way, way back, and you first heard this number done live on the show when she did her very first Upper Deck session back in November of 2011. That long ago. The album came out in the late spring of last year, and I've never played the track from it, so let's bring her back on, shall we? Jo Harmon off the album Dirt on My Tongue. Here she is with the album version of Cold Heart.
I don't wanna stay the same.
Joe Harmon. Dirt on My Tongue, the album Cold Heart, the track, and it's amazing. If you want to hear the changes in them, first of all, go back to November of 2011 and look on the links of the Raven and the Blues page and look for the link to the Joe Harmon session and listen to the Upper Deck session, kind of stripped down within the limitations of a top deck of a houseboat, and then that version. And then if you want to hear the completely different one, just go and see her working live. It's changed again so much over the course of the last 18 months or thereabouts. Okay, Joe Harmon, out of the UK, great female voice. Let's head across to Finland now. Somebody who again has been on the Upper Deck sessions on a couple of occasions. She's got a brand new album out, which is called The Sky Is Crying, which you might think, hello, that's Elmore James. And it is. This is a tribute to Elmore James, in a sense, a person who influenced Aya Littinen so much in her early life and still does. And so on the album, it's got a combination of some of Elmore's tracks that we all know and love, things like Sky Is Crying and so on, and It Hurts Me Too and Dust My Broom, but also a couple of tracks that she's written herself. And I thought we'd feature this one first of all. King of the Slide Guitar.
When I hear some music from that land, when I hear some stories from a Mississippi night, born in 1980 feels like long ago. Don't matter, cause eventually songs every day, he was a star. Everybody knows his name, the king of the slide guitar. My bleeding heart, it cures the pain to play his song. Every day he was a star. Everybody knows his name, the king of the slide guitar.
Oh,
Sky Is Crying is the album. Also, Elmore James had an album of the same name, of course, and The Sky Is Crying, one of his numbers, I think, has been covered by so many people over the years. I've covered it with Albert King and a James, whole range of bands. But that's the track off the album from Eija Littinen, King of the Slide Guitar, a track that she wrote herself. Eija's from Finland, and she's not blonde. I don't know why I should say that, because the assumption really is that all the Scandinavian folk are blonde, but Eija is not blonde. And will he stay in Finland now for the band who are representing Finland at the European Blues Union Challenge in 3 weeks' time in Riga in Latvia? And also Ina Forsman, who is singing about to sing now. She's not blonde either. Ina Forsman together with the Helga Tallqvist band, and they are representing Finland at the EBU Challenge. Here they are with What Have I Done?
A juju drum. What did you do to hoodoo me? What have I done? You got me cuckoo, baby. Cuckoo in my head. You got me cuckoo, baby. I wish I was dead.
Tallqvist on harmonica, and the band behind him, and then the lovely Ina Forsman on vocals, and they're the band representing Finland at the European Blues Union Challenge in Riga in 3 weeks' time, and they heard What Have I Done? Actually, there's some great bands. It's going to be really tight. It's. I've listened to all the bands, all 18 bands who are going to be there. Now, I know that all I'm hearing is one track, and it all depends on what they do on the night, or in this case, the nights, because it's over two nights. But it's not going to be easy. I mean, David Migden and the Dirty Words or the Twisted Root are representing the UK. And I had lots of high hopes for them, but I had for Baba Jack last year too. It'll be interesting to see exactly who comes out champion at the end. Paul Stiles of Blues in Britain and his own radio show, and Ashwin Smythe of Digital Blues are both going, and so they'll be reporting back about how it was. New album from Nick Moss. Haven't played in it. It's about 2 years since his last one, and the album is called Time Ain't Free. Here he is with She Wants It.
tell you she wants to dance all.
Been released his 10th album altogether. The band about 5 years ago were the Flip Tops, but just literally Nick Moss now in the band, and the album Time Ain't Free, and that's a track which is called She Wants It. If we move now from further south up to New York City and New York State itself, and a band who are new to the show called Fife and Drum, spelled D-R-O-M, that's a husband and wife team, that's Mark Marshall and Abby Ahmed. They've been together a couple of years now, and their first album, I'm fairly certain this is their first album, has just been issued. It's called Introducing Fife and Drum, which gives a clue it's probably the first album, and I think it's fabulous. Here they are making their debut on the show, and Wicked Tongue.
Rift. have some fun. Yeah.
See what I mean? Isn't that amazing? Fife and Drom, DROM, their brand new album just been released. Links on the Raven and the Blues page, of course, out of New York itself. And the album is just fabulous. We'll be hearing a lot more from that in the weeks and months to come, called Introducing Fife and Drom. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. We're going to finish with Sandy Wilde, because it was her birthday, and therefore we should pay her something. Actually, looking at the show, it's been a lot of females within the programme, and I was listening to Ashwin Smy's Digital Blues on the train. I've been doing a lot of boats this week, so travelling quite a bit, and he had an all-ladies digital blues, which is rather fine. And he also featured Sunday Wild too, but not the track I'm going to play now. Let's close with this one. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show. dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Please share, because it's important. If you like what you've heard, share either the artist or share the programme. If you don't subscribe to the show, it is so much easier. Just subscribe and it comes automatically, whether you use Juicer or iTunes or whatever. Lots of ways you can get the programme. But if you're still going every week and right-clicking to download, that's not the way to use the technology. It's so much easier, I promise you. But anyway, you'll find information how to do that on the Raven and the Blues page at ravenblues.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your time. I appreciate these hours are hard to hang on to, and there is so much competition on your time as well. Well, let's close. Sunday Wild. Happy birthday, Sunday, out of Canada. Here she is off the album He Digs Me, and this was called Handle Me. What a lovely idea. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days. Bye-bye. Handle me.